Okay, so you've sent over some really interesting stuff for us to deep dive into today. I'm very curious to hear what you found.
Yeah, this one's pretty fascinating, actually. We've got what looks like a live stream transcript. It's about this VTuber, Minato Aqua.
Minato Aqua.
Yeah, and seems like you're part of this agency, Hololive. Maybe you've heard of it. It's
I've definitely heard of Hololive. VTubing's huge right now, so this is already interesting.
absolutely, yeah. So anyway, she's basically saying she's graduating from Hololive. It's like their term for leaving, I guess.
Oh, really? Interesting. Do they say why?
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of cryptic, you know. She's really emphasizing that it's not because she dislikes the fans or anything, or that like things are bad.
So it's not like a scandal or a falling out?
Right, exactly. But then there's this line. It's like, my true feelings and the direction of the company don't align. Which, I mean, come on, that's huge.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a pretty loaded statement. And it sounds like it's been building for a while, too, especially with her mentioning almost 100 days of streaming leading up to this.
Exactly. Like, you don't just decide to leave after a 100-day streaming marathon unless something's up, right? It makes you wonder what was going on behind the scenes.
Totally. So we've got this VTuber right at the top of her game, maybe feeling creatively stifled, suddenly announces she's leaving one of the biggest agencies out there. For our listeners who might not be totally up on this whole thing, can you give us a quick breakdown of what VTubing even is?
Yeah, for sure. Imagine like a streamer, but instead of their actual face on camera, they're represented by a virtual avatar. Usually it's animated, often anime style.
Yeah, okay, I've seen that.
Right. And they'll do all sorts of stuff, gaming, singing, just chatting with their audience. It's a huge EE in Japan. And Hololive, they're like the top dogs, you know, they've got tons of these VTubers, massive fan bases, the whole nine yards.
So Minato Aqua leaving Hololive, it's kind of like Beyoncé going independent.
Exactly. And you know how it is with fandoms these days? There's always going to be speculation, rumors flying around. But what's interesting is Aqua actually addresses that directly. She's basically urging people to stick to her words, don't buy into the rumor mill.
So she's trying to control the narrative even as she's making this big exit.
Absolutely. And you can feel that tension in the transcript, you know, the struggle, to be honest, to stay true to herself, but also knowing that every word is going to be scrutinized.
Especially since she's being pretty tight-lipped about what exactly went down. I mean, she talks about struggling for years, feeling like she couldn't be her true self. That's heavy stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. And it makes you wonder, was there a specific event that triggered this? A change in management, maybe? Or was it more of a slow burn, you know?
Yeah.
Like a growing disconnect between her and Hal's vision.
It's like, what was the final straw, you
Yeah.
know? And what does this mean for her career going forward? Is she going solo? Are there other VTuber agencies out there?
Tons. It's a booming industry. But going independent is risky. They have to manage everything themselves, the tech, the finances, the content. It takes real business savvy, and not everyone's cut out for that. Remember what happened with Kizuna Ai?
Kizuna Ai, wasn't that the like OG VTuber, the one who kind of started it all?
Exactly. They were huge, but then they left their agency and formed their own company. And that came with its own challenges. It can be really hard to maintain that momentum and connection with fans when you're doing everything yourself.
So there's definitely precedent for VTubers successfully going solo, but it's not easy. And it makes Aqua's statement about wanting fans to watch over her hit differently now. It's like this isn't just about a contract ending, it's about stepping into the unknown, trusting that the community she's built will stick with her.
And that's what makes this so fascinating. It's not just about one VTuber's career. It's a glimpse into the inner workings of this whole industry. Are these mega agencies sustainable? What kind of pressures are VTubers under? These are questions that a lot of people are asking right now.
And I bet a lot of those people will be glued to their screens on August 28th. She's planning a big farewell live stream, right? Talk about going out with a bang.
Right. It's going to be huge. And who knows? Maybe she'll shed some light on what the future holds for her new agency, solo career, something completely different. We'll just have to wait and see.
One thing's for sure, Minato Aqua knows how to make an exit. This has been fascinating. Thanks so much for bringing this to our attention.
Of course, I'm just as curious as you are to see what she does next.
For sure. Until next time.